This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1636. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 26th, Alaska, Argentina, Bangladesh, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Germany, Greece, India, Iran, Japan, Kosovo, Lithuania, Mexico, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, Niger, North America, Papua New Guinea, Saudi Arabia, Somaliland, Spain, USA, International Waters, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On the ABDX list, Martin Fultz in California reminds us that the U.S. Coast Guard is still doing weather broadcasts on 2670 kilohertz. I can remember years ago when they were in the AM mode, but now they're USB. He says scheduled at 0503 UT is NMQ in Los Angeles. However, on September 24th, when he tuned in at 0501, he was instead hearing U.S. Coast Guard Kodiak, Alaska, NOJ. That lasted until 0504 with weather for the Alaska area. Strong signal. But then at 0516 to 520, he was hearing NMQ, U.S. Coast Guard, Los Angeles, with coastal weather forecasts, marine hazards. A strong signal. He says Los Angeles used to ID also as Long Beach. And no doubt there are many other U.S. Coast Guard stations sharing time on 2670. On the Condish list, there have been complaints for quite a while from listeners trying to hear stations on the 49-meter band, but instead there is a strong off-frequency spur from Radio Nacional Argentina, which is supposed to be on 6060. Latest report, September 24th at midnight 16 UT from Moises Knochin in Uruguay, complains of this transmitter on 6028.5, carrying football at the moment, but horribly distorted, believed to be Radio Nacional. And then Ernesto Palero in Argentina replied that he was also hearing something on 6029, while there was nothing on the correct frequency, 6060. Fortunately, we haven't noticed this in North America, perhaps because of all the Cuban jamming around 6030. But the spur from Argentina has been heard all over the 49-meter band down to 5900. As far as we could tell, some of the transmissions on the 15 megahertz band from Bangladesh Mitar were off the air September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, but they were back on the 25th, including English at 12:30 on 15105. Since then, it's still been unreliable, some of the transmissions on and some not, such as Nepali at 13:15 on the same frequency and Urdu at 1400 on 15505. That one comes in best here when it is on the air. And furthermore, on the 25th and 26th, they managed to broadcast their time signal to within 1 second of exactly 1400 UT. Previously, it had been up to a minute off. Patrick Robich in Austria and the ADX group and Wolfgang Büschel report a station on 5900, opening at 18 UT, called RTR2 Radio Dreamland, Belgium. Apparently, it's a test organized by the relatively new private shortwave company based in Bulgaria called Spaceline. At least it's registered as such, and is coming from the Kostenbrod former shortwave site in Bulgaria. But is it really? They have their doubts about where it's really coming from. Also reported by Ivo Ivanov, formerly of Radio Bulgaria. He calls it an unidentified transmitter site. Saturday, September 22nd, they're playing the top 20 of Michael Jackson from 18 to 20 on 5900, and it was a powerful signal there in Sofia, which might well mean it is skipping in from somewhere else. The same Spaceline company is apparently involved with a transmitter site in Gavar, Armenia. We have several reports of the 25-meter band outlet of Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia reactivated, 11815. on September 20th. It's reported by Luca Bottofiore in Italy at 05:22 UT as being off the air. He was looking for it and heard some other Brazilians. I've also been looking for it around that time and not heard it yet. So if it is on, it may be only part of the time irregularly. The first report of it came back on September 2nd from Brian Clark in New Zealand, DX Times. He heard it 30 hertz above 11815 at 20:58 UT with sports in Portuguese. And back to Italy, the next report from Luca Bottofiore 3 days later on September 23rd found it was on the air at 05:59 UT with local music. And on the 23rd as well, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain at 05:48 to 0600 with a full ID, including their medium wave 1270 frequency. A day later, on the 24th at 05:09, I was looking for it again, but could not even detect a carrier on 11815, although there were other Brazilians coming in on 11765, perhaps 11735, as well as the big signal on 11780. It's been happening about once a week, unpredictably. The Sackville relay of Radio Japan at 0500 on 6110 has lost modulation, just transmitting dead air. That was the case September 20th at 0523. But on the following nights, they managed to modulate. We're beginning to look forward to the switch to French Guiana in the B-12 season once Sackville is completely kaput, although they're not perfect either. Meanwhile, when it is functional, it's still a super signal from Sackville. Ron Howard in California reports the weekly English program from Voice of Strait, Fuzhou in Fujian Province, China, 4940, Saturday, September 22nd at 1500 to 1530. It begins Voice of Strait Focus on China. It's a weekly news program in English. Unfortunately, that's not a time when one can hear it very far beyond the West Coast, but I was hearing the same station September 23rd at 12:14 with a very poor signal on 4940 in Chinese. It's listed in Aoki as 50 kilowatts beamed 140 degrees from Fuzhou, so it's aimed nowhere near North America. If you hear Chinese on 21590 between 13 and 1330 UT, as I did on September 22nd, 23rd, and 26th, it's a jammer. CNR1 programming used all over the shortwave bands as a source of modulation for jamming, this one to block the BBC Uzbek service transmitted via Cyprus, not even intended for China, but the CHICOM jam it anyway, thus interfering in the internal affairs of Uzbekistan, because Uzbek is a Turkic language understood by some in East Turkestan, which is part of Chinese imperialism. If anything can go wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, it will go wrong one time or another, such as spurs, harmonics, mixing products, not adhering to schedule on the air when they're not supposed to be, or off the air when they are supposed to be, or broadcasting the wrong language on the wrong frequency. Each week I round up all these mistakes or anomalies that I encounter and put them in DX Listening Digest, the latest being number 12-39 via worldofradio.org. Perhaps inspired by the CanCon rules in Canada requiring Canadian content and a lot of broadcast music, there's now a law proposed in Ecuador to do the same thing for that country. In fact, the proposal is that 50% of music played on radio station has to be somehow connected with Ecuador. Composition or performance or the artists, according to a story in El Comercio via Yimber Gaviria in Colombia. So listen for lots more Ecuadorian music if this passes, if you can hear an Ecuadorian station, such as HCJB on 6050, which Pedro F. Arunategui reported from Peru September 20th, before and after 1200 UT. And another one, which is still active, is Radio Oriental, heard by Dave Varco, Pennsylvania, on 4781.67 at 2347 UT, 22 September, with an ID just before the top of the hour. Oh, by the way, that log of 8 CJB was actually measured 50 hertz below 6050. And the point of that newspaper story about Ecuadorian content was to encourage Ecuadorian performers and musicians to get busy and record, since otherwise stations may have a hard time finding enough national music to play. And PPS, I should really mention two earlier logs of Radio Oriental. On September 13th, Dave Vaucu in Pennsylvania heard it at 23:46. But after an ID also mentioning Radio 1040, they suddenly cut off the air in mid-sentence at 9 seconds past midnight UT. On September 15th, however, Chuck Boland in Florida heard them later than that, 01:25 until closing at 01:30. The frequencies each measured exactly 4781.67 and 4781.721 respectively. Kai Ludwig in Germany reports no more DRM from Deutschland Radio. It appears that they've finally finished off the DRM system they considered a failure already 2 years ago. 855 kHz has apparently been turned off, and longwave 177 is reported as now always running in the AM mode. So far, a token slot for DRM had been kept between 1 and 4 a.m. local time. After full-time use of DRM, introduced for the International Radio Exhibition in 2005, when they said there are listeners calling saying, "Your transmitter is broken, putting out only noise. Ha ha, how funny." It reverted after less than 4 months to avoid unwanted discussions. Deutschland Radio had, like RTL, big hopes for DRM, leading to substantial investments. All medium and long-wave transmission facilities not only got new transradio solid-state equipment, also a number of antenna systems had to be upgraded to achieve the bandwidth necessary to run DRM. Quite a lot of license fee payers' money was wasted. The failure can be summarized as a complete absence of any interest in the system, which should be hardly a surprise when considering what it had to offer. On September 24th, from 2023 past 21:30 UT, I was pleased to hear The Voice of Greece on 15630 playing popular classical music instead of Greek music. In fact, it was mostly Strauss waltzes. I wonder what could have caused this change in format. Jean-Michel Aubier said he was also hearing classical music until sign-off 0200 on 9420 on the 25th. Well, maybe it was due to a general strike causing disruption in programming, as Wolfgang Büschel was hearing something interesting as well on 9721, September 26th at 0640. He says when there is a general strike in Greece, they have time to play pirate games, not on his local gear, but on a remote Perseus in Italy. He heard a Greek pirate station playing Greek music on 9721, someone testing his antenna on the 31-meter band. If you really want to hear All India Radio Kohima on 4850, you need to check for it every day because it's usually off and quite irregular. Ron Howard in California says, last time I heard it was August 22nd, and they've been more or less off the air since then, until September 20th, heard at 1351, with ads and news in English, ID, as All India Radio Kohima, signing off before 1403. However, the next day, they were gone again. Following up last week's report of Radio Rehoya Iran, clandestine, on 7530, Ivo Ivanov says it's scheduled 17 to 1730, 100 kilowatts, 100 degrees, from Pridnestrovia. Monday through Friday, they were testing on September 14th, but they were not heard on September 20th and 21st. He said, please check again from September 24th. If this does become a regular broadcast, it'll get in the way of Radio Hargeisa Somaliland moving out of the ham band to this, which was its former frequency. You're listening to World of Radio number 1636. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, where checks or money orders in the mail are always welcome, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. I'm pleased to report that some more contributions have come in, including one from another regular supporter, Martin H. Gallus in Illinois, who contributed via PayPal. Consult our website for a lot more information. There is absolutely no charge, but it costs us to run it, worldofradio.com. Via Takahito Akabayashi, Toshi Otake of the Japan Shortwave Club, thanks, listeners, for persuading Radio Japan to interview him on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of JSWC, which in turn will allow him to issue a special QSL card for those hearing this broadcast on Radio Japan's English service. It airs September 30th, Sunday, and he says repeated on Saturday, October 6th, during Friends Around the World, during the six remaining English broadcasts of Radio Japan, one of which I already mentioned as relayed via Canada. Details in DXLD, including where to report for that special QSL and how to get it. Amateur radio is underway in Kosovo, or if you prefer, Kosova, but the ham radio community are squabbling about whether these are fully authorized and will count for DXCC. In the meantime, look out for call signs starting with Z6. Sometimes one may hear a relatively rare shortwave broadcast country without even trying, such as I did, Lithuania. September 23rd at 0539, there was some wild Middle Eastern-ish music on 9635, which when I looked it up turned out to be RFE-RL in Tatar Bashkir via Sitkonai in Lithuania at 05 to 06 UT, one of their few clients keeping that site on the air. We're still trying to get a definite log of XEARZ 1650 in Mexico City, but it's been heard by Brian Clark in New Zealand, delayed a month to get published in New Zealand DX Times. It was August 23rd at 0609 and a full ID at 0658. So it was heard far south of the border, but I've yet to see any reports of it from north of the border. Clearing up the confusion last week about the 9 digital signals that the government network IMER now says it has on the air from Mexico City is this item via the GRA blog, which probably came from the IMER website, although not specified. What they were talking about was their 3 FM stations, each of which has 3 HD signals, one being the original and the other 2 carrying other programming. That adds up to 9, not referring to their 4 medium wave stations, at least not yet. In North America, there have been complaints of co-channel interference from Chinese jamming. But in Venezuela, Leonardo Santiago reports good reception of Voice of Mongolia, 12085 in English, September 22nd at 10:34 with news, and some beautiful Mongolian songs alternating with comments for the rest of the half hour. Furthermore, no interference from Australia on 12080. Wolfgang Büschel and I have been noting serious problems at the Nador shortwave site in Morocco. 15349.1 IMM, the government service, has been off the air for a few days at the times we've checked, and coming from the same site is Medi 1 on 9575. That's been off and on, and most recently has been far off frequency. It was making a big heterodyne with Gabon, of all things, another African station, on 9580. When I heard it September 26th at 0521, it was about 9579.12. It was also heard by Wolfgang Büschel, measured on 9579.14. And furthermore, by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, had an earlier hour, 2140, on 9579.17. It's partly in Arabic and partly in French. Since new transmitters began showing up from Burma, or Myanmar, notably 7110. There's been a lot of confusion about which station is which. Now, Dave Valk in Pennsylvania has got an email reply from Tazin Radio, and Ron Howard has analyzed it and corrected and converted the times they were giving. He says, now that communications have opened up with Tazin Radio, we're learning more about the station and the fact that they relay Kachin radio programming, which is in native and minority languages, so it's not really a station as such, just a program name, Kachin Radio. The three segments in English are Tazin Radio's own programming. Tazin Radio is the actual station. The response said, our Tazin Radio station originates from Pien U Luin. Kachin Radio is relaying our Myanmar program. Our station broadcasts the Myanmar program in English daily and native programs in 11 languages. And here is the schedule as converted. 2330 to 130 Myanmar on 6030 and 0130 to 2 English on the same frequency. At 430 to 6 in Myanmar and 630 to 7 in English on 9460. At 1030 to 1430 in Myanmar and at 1430 to 15 in English on 7110. As for the 11 native languages on this schedule, 2330 to 0130 on 7110, 130 to 330 on 9590, 430 to 830 on 9590, and 1030 to 1430 on 7345. Both Ethiopia and Niger have been on 9705 approximately for quite a while, not only interfering with each other, but making them hard to tell apart. But now Niger has shifted upward a bit. Bruce Fisher in New York reports 9705.6 and off frequency at 2101 after Ethiopia signed off 9705. Wolfgang Büschel measured Niger on 9705.575 September 22nd at 2140. Mauro Giroletti in Italy, Playdx, also reported it on 9705.6 September 22nd at 2215 with pop music and ID in French, La Voix du Sahel. The pirate radio True North, allegedly in Canada, has been quite active lately. I reported it last week, September 16th, around 0500 on 6945. It's always an AM, not SSB, and now I've heard it three more times. September 22nd at 0450. Past 0530, it was on 6940. On the 24th and 25th, as late as 0600, it was on 6945. Ron Howard in California says, NBC West New Britain, Papua New Guinea on 3235 is unique among all the NBC stations in that they provide considerable time for indigenous programming. They continue not to broadcast the NBC national news at the top of the hour. As monitored September 21st from 1226 to 1304, a long segment in vernacular with repetitive indigenous drums and chanting and singing, rather reminiscent of American Indians. The station theme song, Night Moves, was at 1243, usually played when they ID. Also some Pacific Island pop and American hit songs, such as When the Going Gets Tough. 13-meter band reception is improving, as it usually does in the fall, including Saudi Arabia on 21505. Heard around 1400 UT. However, several other frequencies are registered for Saudi Arabia, but I'm not hearing any of them and wonder if they're really on the air after 1200 or 1300 in the case of 21460, the others being 21530 in Urdu and Arabic on 21600 and 21640. We're still hearing Radio Hargeisa Somaliland with a morning broadcast on 7120. Comes on around 0330 UT, but reception varies a great deal depending on propagation and the local noise level. And also QR Ham, which is worse on the weekends, but perfectly justified. Another sign of improved reception on 13 meters was the long path echo I was getting from Spain on 21610. September 26th at 13:19. I compute the delay is about 1/12 of a second. Alexander Jereshchov in Ukraine has some news about Radio Exterior de España. According to Svetlana Demirova, presenter of the Russian service, RE did not participate in the latest HFCC meeting in Paris due to the complicated situation at REE. She said their tactical service can say nothing certain and mentioned staff dismissals, wage cuts, transferring employees to other departments, and so on. And RE has been without a director for 5 months now, but she hopes the station will continue on shortwave in the next season. On September 26, WTWW made that frequency change I mentioned last week, 5745, replacing 5755. So that applies to the second broadcast of World of Radio, UT Sundays at 0400. If you missed the first broadcast, Thursdays at 21 UT on 9479. And World of Radio was heard at an unexpected time, Saturday the 22nd at 1630 UT, via Hamburger Local Radio on 7265, reported by Henrik Clements and Krister Brunström in Sweden. Thanks for Thomas Faulkner for letting us know about that. It's not yet sure whether that will be a regular time, in addition to Saturdays at 0630 on 7265. That broadcast was heard as far away as Lviv, Ukraine, by Ihor Karivets, according to a reception report. The last 2 weeks, World of Radio has not appeared on WWRB at the scheduled time of UT Fridays 0330 on 5050. I've asked Captain France to look into the problem. Missing since Hurricane Isaac, WRNO came back on the air, first reported September 23rd at 0115 by Thomas Nyberg in Iowa. There have been no improvements in the meantime, still distortion or under-modulation, although a very strong signal on 7506.4 between 01 and 04 UT. If you hear some dashes and two or three IDs in code, which don't make sense, you may be hearing a fishnet beacon between 1600 and 2850 kilohertz. That's the range some of these cover according to advertising by the manufacturer. According to a link via Fred Lawn in Maryland from www.commercial-fishing.net. This was in reply to someone's query about some UNIDs. Bill Hepburn in Ontario in the WTFDA list says, I've heard about 100 of these between 1711 and 2015 kilohertz spaced in 1 kilohertz channels. They even appear inside the 160-meter ham band. Carl Zuck provides another link about fishnet beacons, www.genesisradio.com.au, / call sign in capitals, VK2DX, / fishnet.html. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 24th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on October 3rd, 12 and 3 on the 16th. Solar flux peaking at 150 September 28th and 29th, declining to 115 October 9th, and up again to 150 by October 20th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1636. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and hear me again next week.